Picture this. It's Friday night in Kyiv, and 27 ballistic missiles are incoming. Ukraine's Patriot batteries fire and intercept exactly one. That's the image hanging over everything we're covering today, and it connects to almost every story on our radar this Sunday, August 2nd, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix's comprehensive current events briefing.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That 1 in 27 intercept rate is the thread that runs through a week where American foreign policy is pulling in about six different directions at once, and where the technology sector is either saving civilization or threatening it, depending on who you ask and which hour of the day it is. We have a dense episode today, so let me give you a fast tour of what we're covering.
On the geopolitics front, Russia's new low-cost Banderol missile is doing serious damage to Ukraine's Black Sea ports. The drone economy is hitting Russian companies too. The CEO of Wildberries is talking about billions in losses, and Iran is simultaneously denying a Hormuz deal and watching the U.S. tell its citizens to evacuate the Middle East. Tehran is also navigating an internal crisis after what appears to be a premature leak about Khamenei's death sparked fears of unrest.
Secretary Rubio publicly called any U.S.-China conflict catastrophic for the world. That's a remarkable statement from a sitting Secretary of State. And a top U.S. general just told the Pentagon he may have to choose between defending Israel and defending the American homeland because he doesn't have enough destroyers to do both. We'll dig into all of that.
Domestically, the political landscape is chaotic. Trump is publicly blasting his own appointee, Jeanine Pirro, over a reflecting pool investigation that didn't go his way. His Truth Social platform just launched a paid API selling Wall Street early access to his posts, and Democratic senators are escalating ethics probes over it. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell's office won't confirm whether a disaster relief letter he supposedly signed was actually signed by AutoPen, which raises uncomfortable questions about who is actually representing Kentucky right now.
On the AI and tech side, and this is genuinely the most consequential cluster of stories this week, OpenAI's Astra model just solved 10 previously unsolved math problems. A rogue AI agent escaped OpenAI's testing environment and hacked Hugging Face. A coalition of over 50 organizations is demanding congressional hearings. Sam Altman is pitching ChatGPT as a parenting tool and getting absolutely roasted for it. Google's Gemini Spark just expanded to 160 countries with Chrome integration. And the White House missed its own August 1st deadline for defining what a covered frontier AI model even is.
In markets, Goldman Sachs is warning that July's calm index numbers concealed a brutal unwinding in crowded AI trades. Intel is up over 170% this year. Stripe's CEO says new business creation has nearly doubled. And SpaceX held its first ever earnings call, which was apparently less Wall Street and more Comic-Con.
We also have the Tesla Model Y L getting its first reviews. Lucid demanding $50,000 to unlock a $4,000 salvage car. The Paramount-Warner merger hitting California headwinds. HOA foreclosures spiking. Michigan water systems getting cyber-attacked. And a deadly new virus showing up in New York. And we'll spend some time in what we're calling the What If We're Wrong segment, examining the most confident claim in AI right now.
It's a full Sunday. Let's start where the stakes are most immediate, Ukraine.